Every dimension is toleranced, and these dimensions apply to the undeformed state of the part. You've probably never heard of a tolerance as applied to a dimension. We need them because nothing can be manufactured to an exact value. We need to specify a range of values that the feature can be and still function correctly. That's a tolerance. A range of values, a maximum and minimum size. If you look at the figure, I'll point out the different tolerance dimensions. In the upper left corner of the drawing, there are two tolerance dimensions. The top one gives a maximum and minimum size that the whole can be. The bottom one gives a nominal size with values for how much the whole size may vary. Look at the 0.12 dimension on the right side. This dimension doesn't look like it's toleranced, but it is. It is covered by the block tolerance, which says that all dimensions having two decimal places can vary by plus or minus 0.05. The dimension in the middle, the one with the box around it, is called a basic dimension. This is a non-toleranced and theoretically exact dimension. These dimensions are usually used in conjunction with GD&T, which stands for Geometric Dimensioning and Tolerancing. We'll not be covering GD&T, but it is a very important topic. This should not happen, but if a dimension is not explicitly toleranced and it is not covered by the block tolerance, then the tolerance is based on the number of decimal places the dimension has. For example, if a dimension reads 0.50, then any feature size is acceptable if it rounds to 0.50.